it's funny. It almost seems like all roads have led to this. My background in finance, then going into healthcare, then going into teaching. It was kind of the building blocks in terms of the skills and experience to get here. I started teaching only when we moved to Campbellford. I needed a job closer to home, and I went back to teacher's college when I was 42. And little did I know it would be at the best career. They were all great, and then suddenly they just got better and better, working with youth and teaching them business, accounting, entrepreneurship. Now, it's a very different place than it was 6 years ago. And I never would have gone into teaching had it not been a Liberal government at the time. The Harris years were very tough on teachers. They felt not valued, not respected. And if anyone had said at that point, hey, go into teaching, I'm like, I'm good. But seeing the difference that had come about and being part of that revolution that turned around our graduation rate, it went from 67% to the high 80s under the McGuinty years, through all sorts of really innovative programming. And it made it very easy for me to re-engage youth. My first stint was actually at the Center for Individual Studies in Clarington. So those are the kinds of things that really got me very excited about being a teacher. And it's not so exciting now. I've got colleagues that are frustrated trying to serve, where the per student funding has dropped almost $1,500. So despite the fact we have a government that's saying, you know, historic levels of funding, well, en masse, but when you actually look at that on a per student real dollars perspective, it's actually over $1,000 less per student than it was when we had a Liberal government. So lots of reasons. And gosh, healthcare. How could I miss healthcare? So yeah, there's so many reasons. And I'm at a stage now where I want to give back. And I always have, I think, tried to give back. And mostly that's been, you know, through students and extracurriculars and things like that. But now it's time to serve the community. I think public service needs to come back, not personal gain, where we're seeing an awful lot of that, a lot more of that in politics now than we have before. I mean, we've got a government that's basically been campaigning since they started.